This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Rajya Sabha has been adjourned for the day amid verbal duel between the Treasury and opposition benches over the alleged bribery charges against Adani Group and Nexus between Congress leaders and US-based George Soros Foundation. After the first adjournment, when the House met at 2 p.m, the House witnessed sloganeering from both Treasury and opposition sides. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar tried to conduct the proceedings amid the pandemonium. The chairman adjourned the House for the day. In the Lok Sabha, after the completion of the question hour, Congress MP Jyoti Mani raised the issue of alleged bribery charges against the Adani Group. Countering her allegation, BJP MP Nishikant Dubey raised the issue of alleged nexus between the Rajiv Gandhi Foundation and the US-based George Soros Foundation. He alleged that the Bharat Jodo Yatra of Rahul Gandhi and his US trips was sponsored by George Soros. Objecting to Mr. Dubey's remarks, the opposition parties, including the Congress and others, trooped into the well, raising slogans against the government. Amid the din, the chair adjourned the House till 1 p.m. As the House met after the first adjournment at 1 p.m., similar scenes were witnessed in the House leading to adjournment till 2 p.m. Leader of Rajya Sabha and BJP chief J.P. Nadda today hit out at the Congress over the issue of alleged nexus of party leaders with US-based George Soros Foundation. Talking to media outside Parliament, Mr. Nadda said Congress should tell the nation about its alleged links with George Soros, who wants to destabilize the country. He said the Congress wants to deviate the attention of the people from the issue. He said the BJP will take the issue among the people and apprise them about the irresponsible behaviour of the Congress. Mr. Nadda also criticised the leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, for not showing respect to the post of Vice President. He termed Mr. Gandhi's behaviour as immature. He said Mr. Gandhi and Congress leaders have tarnished the image of Parliament. In Chhattisgarh, at least 7 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Narayanpur district today. A joint team of CRPF Special Task Force and District Reserve Guard launched a search operation in Abujmar area of the district after receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in the area. During the operation, a gun battle ensued in which 7 Maoists were killed. Security forces have recovered the bodies of the slain Maoists. UAE Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi in the afternoon. In the evening, the UAE Foreign Minister Zayed Al Nahyan and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will hold the India-UAE strategic dialogue in the national capital. The visiting dignitary arrived in New Delhi last night to take part in the 4th strategic dialogue and the 15th India-UAE Joint Commission meeting. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has highlighted that India is aiming for a balanced, comprehensive and mutually beneficial free trade agreement with the European Union. During an interaction with ambassadors of the European Commission delegation, Mr. Goyal discussed the growing proximity and rising trade between India and the EU. Prasar Bharati today signed an MOU with Hockey India in New Delhi to provide live broadcast of the upcoming Hockey India League. With this MOU, Doordarshan has become the official broadcast partner for Hockey India League 2024-25. The league will commence from the 28th of this month in Rourkela, Odisha and Ranchi, Jharkhand. In the FIDE World Chess Championship, 14th and final match between Indian Grandmaster Domaraju Gukesh and defending champion Ding Liren of China is underway in Singapore. The winner of Game 14 will be crowned the world champion if the game ends in a draw. Tie breaks featuring speed chess will be played tomorrow. Yesterday, the 13th game between Gukesh and Ding Liren ended in a draw after a 5-hour battle on the board. After the draw, both have 6.5 points each. And with that, we end this news bulletin.